Right, welcome to episode 13 of Iron Man Prep. The days are really flying by now. So we are now, as of right this second, about 19 days out. Not about 19 days out, we are 19 days out from Iron Man Portugal. So not been the best of weeks we've just had. So coming on off the back of last week's really good performance during the Windsor Half Marathon, I was feeling pretty good on the Monday morning, to be honest, after waking up. So got on with a little bit of training. It was Monday morning was a broken 2K. So it was 2K broken into 100 meter intervals, hitting about a pace of 1:50 per interval. And to be honest, considering I'd done the half marathon the day before, felt absolutely fantastic that day. So it was a really good swim. Really strong effort, and that leads us into Tuesday, where I was not feeling so good. So I got wiped out pretty much most this week with a cold or COVID or whatever's been going around. A lot of people were ill last week. Obviously, in the gym environment I work in, I'm quite close contact with people all day, every day. So ended up picking up something which knocked me out for a while. Normally, I'm not really one to take any time off, just battle through it. But I think maybe I've got older, or definitely older, and arguably more mature with my mindset when it comes to. So before I just blast on through and probably end up making myself feel worse. But took a few days off from training, even came home, I think, on Wednesday after work and just went to bed. So I really wasn't feeling 100%. Wasn't horrendous, but I just thought we've been this close to the So I'm in now. Typical that I get sick, but also don't need to be silly. Take some time off, recover, recuperate, and try and then get into some good training towards the end of the week. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, nothing happening. The only thing of real note is I think I mentioned last week about my bike being broken. Managed to take that in to get it fixed. It's quite a job, and they're not really sure. They're still doing some investigatory work to find out why exactly it's not working. So at the moment, I have no bike for Ironman Portugal because, annoyingly, I had, so my dad's bike, he had a super duper bike. I had a very bottom of the line Trek bike. And what I wanted to do to make Ironman Portugal, that last Ironman, a bit more special was I had all the parts of my dad's bike that could fit on my frame, I have a transferred across from his frame to my frame. He was quite a bit shorter than me. So ideally I would have just used his bike, which would have been really special, but I'm a bit taller than him. So my frame needs to be a bit bigger. So we put amazing guy in, and most people probably turn their nose up at Halfords for more performance based stuff on the terms of bike. But the guy I had in there, a guy called Nathan in Staines, I think he just loved the project, and he obviously saw the emotional side of it and what it meant to me. Obviously, my dad's bike, and tried in my last race with as many components of my dad's bike as possible. And he just loved it. He got stuck into the project, shifted everything across from my dad's frame to my frame. One of those things being the electric gears, which are incredible. I've never used them before, but yeah, I would love to have them on a future bike if I were to ride again. I probably won't. But that's actually what's failing at the moment. I think they're not sure if it's a junction box or the rear derailleur, which changes the gears on the back gears. So obviously, if you're stuck in one gear when you approach a hill, etc., it's not going to be conducive to good performance. So trying to get that fixed, but I just can't really deal with the stress leading into Ironman Portugal of not having a bike or a bike failing me on the bike leg during the Ironman for anything going wrong. So had to make the decision to rent a bike in Portugal. I mean, I did it last year. Loads of people say it's not ideal, and it isn't, but it takes the stress away from my bike potentially breaking. I'll get it all fully set up. I'll get a bike fit while I'm there. I'll have a day or two before the Ironman to go and do a few rides on it, just to get used to the position. I mean, it's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to be riding on my dad's bike. I wanted to be special, or my dad's the components of my dad's bike. I wanted it to be special, but it's not meant to be, and that is what we've gone for. We've gone for a bike rental in Portugal, which I did last year, and it was fine, to be honest. So enough airing about that. Back into Friday this week. So wanted to get some sort of training done again. So we moved into a bike workout on the Friday, which was 3 sets of 8 minutes. It was a big gear, low cadence. So we were trying to keep power on that one was, I think, around 240 to 280. Trying to have a low cadence. So building a bit of strength on that side of things with the bike ride. So that was about, all in all, with warm-ups included, that was probably about 50 minutes of work on the bike. So that was a good one to get back into. Saturday ended up being a bit of a mental day, to be honest. So I had planned to do the run in the evening on the Friday, but I'd push it first session back after a bit of illness. So Saturday started off an upper body session in the gym because I just fancied it. And that was one of the best upper body sessions I've had in ages. Felt really good. Probably a bit of rest that helped with that. Then I had my nephew's football party. So I had 2 hours of running around with 9-year-old children playing football. So that was good. And then came home and jumped straight into a zone 2, hour and 45 on the treadmill. So pretty boring. I think I had football on while it was on. I think it was Liverpool Tottenham might be on there Saturday night, which is an all right game. So got through that. Then Sunday morning, it was a big day. So I went to Shepperton open water because the Heron that I normally go to is closed now for the winter. So Shepperton stays open. Got in there about, I don't know, 8:30, 9-ish. Did 3 laps of that. So it's a 750-meter loop. So about 45 minutes in the water, 2,250 meters. So that felt good. Then went straight into a cycle. So I was in the gym at Cooper's Hill because obviously I'm bikeless at the moment. So got on one of the Concept 2 bikes. And that was, it was a 30-minute zone 2 warm-up followed by 5 10-minute intervals in upper zone 2 with a 5-minute recovery between each interval. So those upper zone 2 is, as in power zone, is probably my going to be my race pace for Ironman Portugal. So it's about 173 to 185 watts. So I try and maintain that for the 10 minutes, then 5 minutes at like a 138 to 145 as a bit of recovery. And then as soon as that's finished, jump straight off the bike and into a run. So just a 20-minute, nice, easy run, race pace and above on that. I think my race pace, I say it now, I think the race pace might be slightly higher than I'm predicting. Just I think my running's come on that much that I think I'll be able to do that. So plan for that, because my running is so much better than last year. I think swim will likely stay very much the same as last year. I don't see any massive improvements being made on that. Bike, I want to make sure I just come through feeling as fresh as possible without losing too much time on last year. And then when it comes to the run, that's when we're going to try and send it. I say that now, but when it comes to day, I'm hoping fatigue doesn't make a coward out of me. I hope I can still push it on race day, but we shall see. So in terms of what's coming ahead for the week ahead, rest day today. Tomorrow we'll likely get in the pool, get some intervals done. Actually scroll through and see what I've actually got to do. I'm making that up off the top of my head. Yeah, so tomorrow will likely be tomorrow is likely to be a 60-minute zone 2 bike straight into a 57-minute run off the bike. So we'll round that up to an hour because I'm sure that includes the warm-ups. So that'll be tomorrow. So zone 2 bike followed by a run. Wednesday will be a 4K easy swim, lake swim. So head down to Shepperton for about 5 o'clock. I think that's when they open then. Thursday, I'm going to end up renting a bike from, I found a place in Denby's Vineyard, which is the bottom of Box Hill. And you can rent pretty decent bikes for the day. So obviously I'm bikeless at the moment until hopefully mine gets sorted by then. But we shall see. So that'll be Thursday. So we'll get a nice, I think, 4, 5, 6 hours potentially on the bike that day. Just really try and give it one last big push on the ride. I think we'll have another one next week as well. Maybe next Thursday we'll do a long ride, but less time, for about 3.5 hours. Swim and then long ride and then a 20-minute run off the bike on that one. Friday, we will have another swim. So that's looking like a Goldilocks. But you don't need to know this. We will catch up on all of this next week. But yeah, not the best week. So hoping this week is going to be far better. But we're moving in the right direction. We're getting there, 19 days out. Looking forward to getting it done and looking forward to honestly seeing the back of any triathlon events for the foreseeable future. But that's all from me today. Have a good one and I'll see you in episode 14.